Hi Peter, yeah, I'm in the sewing room at the David Nieper factory here in Alfreton in Derbyshire. They make women's wear here. There's 50 or so people in front of me making nighties, trousers, skirts and tops, and they employ about 230 people here, and they're taking on more. And not only that, they export products, their products, to around 30 countries. So this is exactly the kind of business that the government's targeting and talked about in today's Queen's speech, and exactly the type they want to encourage to help succeed to drive forward the economy. Now, Christopher Nieper is the managing director here. Thanks for joining us, Christopher. Now, as a business person, you know, someone who runs this business, what stood out for you from the Queen's speech today?
Well, predictably, I'm very pleased they started with the One Nation story and the ambition to cut public debt, bring Britain to working within its means. That's absolutely right. We as a business have to live within our means, and it's absolutely right that the country should too. But for us in business, the devil, of course, is in the detail. We have to make something that somebody wants to buy at a price they can afford to pay. And the government can't create the jobs for us. We have to do that. But what the government can do is create the environment that allows business to grow. So I was quite pleased to hear of their ambition for seven-day health service and encourage working parents to work in more ways, such as free childcare and so forth. That's all helpful for us. But it's all about skills. We've got to get young people into the industry, particularly clothing like this, where the skills have been depleted over the last 20 years. And the more we can do to work with schools, with educators, and to create skills, the better. That's where we need the help.
Okay, the other big thing, of course, is the EU referendum, that big question that will be asked before the end of 2017. As a business person, how helpful is it for you to know that that's coming and to think about what might happen afterwards?
Well, it's very helpful, actually, because I think we have to get this question out into the open and answered once and for all. For us, of course, the most important thing is free trade. We must be able to trade freely across borders. As you mentioned in your introduction, we sell quite a lot in Europe. In fact, about 80 of the jobs here are working specifically for our European offices, our own offices with our own languages spoken in those countries, our own customers in Europe. So we do need free trade. But what we don't need is the red tape from Brussels. I'd be quite happy if a renegotiation can clear up the red tape, allow Britain to manage its own laws in its own ways, but we must retain free trade across the barriers. So I'm looking forward to this referendum. It's up to 2 years away, but let's hope it comes in a good result.
Okay, Christopher, many thanks for that. All right, Peter, back over to you. There's a very nice smell.